producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we've seen mainstream news stories, TV stories, from California to upstate New York about weird jihad camps and being funded by the government, and even Washington Post articles about hundreds of millions of dollars being given to these groups. Well, we've got an interview with Mark Hall coming up, documentary filmmaker, on his film Killing Ed, exposing the largest networks of charter schools in the U.S. run by fundamentalist Turkish imam expelled from Turkey 16 years ago for pushing an Islamic state. This is where it comes from, a transnational caliphate. His network receives hundreds, this is one group, of millions a year in U.S. taxpayer funding. He's got some of these in Texas. And next, I'm letting folks know, law enforcement and others who watch and listen, just so they we don't get overlap on this. When we're there, we're sending our crews out in the next few weeks. So this is the real deal, and it's coming up and more in the fourth hour with David Knight. Please tell your friends and family to tune into local affiliates or Infowars.com/show, where the free audio and video feeds are. And you have the power. You're the reason we're reaching more people and why we're being attacked. You're spreading the word. We're growing. Well, let's grow faster. Let's not get in a fight here and lose this thing. I mean, that's, we got to throw more coal on the fire. We got to accelerate to attack speed. We got to commit and go 110%. Feels good, is all I can tell you, to be committed and to be fighting tyranny. Know I'm on the side of right. You are too. Let's take action, folks. Let's do it. Spread the word. Email everybody. Call everybody. Facebook, Twitter, tell them, tune in right now to learn about real jihad training in America, U.S. government funded. This is sensational, but it's hiding in plain view. All right, let's go ahead now. In the last 3 minutes we have, Dr. Group, I want to shift gears out of the latest product, years in development, fed your own private clinic, developing this for your patients. Obviously now it's available to the general public, the InfoWarsLife.com, Living Defense, Harmful Organism Cleansing Dietary Supplement, 120 big capsules. So what is the best way to take this? How should you take this?
Well, the best way is three capsules, two times daily, two to three capsules, two times daily for 6 weeks. That seems to be the best, getting for us to get the best results with that. I will say that some people may experience a healing crisis. Whenever you start eliminating some of these harmful organisms or they start breaking open, you can have these dead organisms inside your body, and they can start to decay or be in there for a little while until your immune system can flush them out. So it's really good to drink a lot of extra water, exercise, get your blood moving, and push all those out. I also recommend that people do intestinal cleansing on a regular basis, liver and gallbladder cleansing. But all in all, it's results driven. I mean, we all have to understand that we live in a world where we're exposed to parasites all the time.
Yeah, I'm almost scared to do it. I did a
partial one. But it's not that bad. Trust me. I mean, the liver cleanse is probably the hardest out of all the cleanses.
And it's easy for me. It was easy for me.
99% of the people, when they do a harmful organism cleanse, maybe for the first few days, they might be a little lethargic. But after that, they're able to slowly eliminate, and their immune system starts to be built back up, and they naturally get rid of these things.
Why are you racist against pinworms, hookworms, tapeworms, amoebas, and other things? Why were you raised a bigot? You should accept it.
Well, the thing is, there are good organisms, too, that live in our bodies, and that's... You know, it's always the fight against good and bad, right? So you want to have as many good organisms in your body.
What are some of the good things?
All your probiotics, your biodome inside your intestinal lining. Those are going to be all, that's your first exposure point, like we've talked about.
Now, that's the extremist that has to be dealt with, right? That's the terrorist, you mean?
Yeah, what we want to do is we want to have the good organisms in our body fighting against the bad organisms in our body. It's like, it's weird. We have the same scenario in our lives, but we also
Look at the environment. Look at a forest. Look at a desert. It's all got that balance of stuff going on in it. Dr. Group, GlobalHealingCenter.com. Thank you so much for all your great work.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
You bet. Folks, this David Knight thing is big. When I looked into this a month ago when he was first working on it, and then a few weeks ago, I was just like, get out there, get out there, get out there. I mean, when I think about how sensational this is, if we expose this, it could really damage the globalist.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Once I believed that aging was a slow, inevitable breakdown of the physical body. With a family history of heart disease, arthritis, cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, etc., my doctor's recommendation, cortisone, possible surgery on my knee, statins for my high cholesterol, then I became acquainted with MZ and his nutritional business. Returning a favor for picking up Alex, I became involved with taking supplements. Wow, what a difference. My knee pain went away. Lost the weight my doctor wanted, have a lot more energy, vitality, feel like I'm in my 20s again, and making a great income telling my friends how they can do it too. I'm sold. Never again will I miss my daily liquid dose of 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. Check out InfoWarsTeam.com and find out for yourself. Call 877-551-1301. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or 877-551-1301.
InfoWarsStore.com is launching store-wide free shipping for this week and weekend and launching deep discounts across the board on top-selling products.
Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. Whether it's non-GMO, super delicious organic coffee, or the very best, purest, strongest nascent iodine, or products like Deep Cleanse and Oxy Powder, you get free shipping across the board on every product at InfoWarsStore.com and massive discounts on scores of our leading items. Everybody knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. That's why I coined the term 360 win. You're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. You're getting super high-quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. 360 win. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139. Store-wide free shipping on everything. Check it out today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in this fourth hour, and we have a big fourth hour coming up. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by documentary filmmaker Mark Hall. He's done a film called Killing Ed. I don't think it's been released yet. We'll talk to him about the details of when and where it's going to be released. But the key thing about this is a documentary about our schools, what's going on in the schools. A lot of people don't like what's happening with charter schools. I want to see educational choice, but I'm concerned when I see crony capitalism. The problem I see with charter schools is that the power, the money, is still being removed from the local community at a very high level. That invites corruption, but it also invites something else in this case, which you really need to pay attention to. This is a story that really shows the worst case. This film shows the worst case of what can happen with charter schools. And I think the Fethullah Gulen schools, essentially controlled and run by an exiled Islamic imam from Turkey. He proposed a transnational caliphate. He called it an Islamic state, being run out of Turkey. He was thrown out of Turkey back in 1999. So that's how long the Islamic State, IS, has been around, okay? But, of course, he's not creating moderate rebels inside these countries that are already at war. No, The real thing we need to be concerned about is the education of our children. And in other countries, these schools that are run by the Gulen movement are explicitly Islamic. They're religious schools, and there's a lot of questionable things about these schools. We're going to talk about that when he joins us in the next break. I want to tell you about what we're going to do tonight with the live debate coverage. Our Political Science 3000 debate coverage is going to resume tonight with our Celebrity Big Brother debate being held. I think this one is in Wisconsin. The key thing is it's going to be Fox News Business that's going to be doing this. It's going to be Neil Cavuto and another moderator asking them questions. I say this is going to be different. This one is really going to be about issues. But, of course, it's going to be about jobs, taxes, the economy, foreign policy, the same stuff they always talk about. You know, will they talk about the militarized police state? Will they talk about the surveillance state? Will they talk about the war on our people that they call prohibition? Actually, they do call it a war. They call it the war on drugs. Actually, it's a war of drugs against the American people. We're going to talk about the candidates' responses to that. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to let you know that we have a new product. You just heard Alex Jones talking to Dr. Group about this. Living Defense by InfoWars. Statistics are clear. 9 out of 10 people are infested with harmful organisms. These toxic organisms can be transmitted by people, by pets, by food, the environment, so many other sources. Once they've made it into your body, they steal your nutrients, they release toxic waste. So this is one way to get rid of toxic parasites. It's a new product, Living Defense. You can find it at InfoWarsLife.com today. Now, going to one thing that I would like to see them talk about, and I don't know if they will talk about this or not, of course, that is the candidates' positions on drugs. I guess we could call this the candidates on drugs. You could say, what have they been smoking? I don't know, but they're basically, they found a way to make themselves approachable, to make themselves look like every man. And, of course, we had Carly Fiorina was the first one to do this back in the first debate in September. She talked about her daughter. She says, I very much hope that I'm the only person on this stage who can say this, but I know there are millions of Americans out there who will say the same thing. My husband, Frank, and I buried a child to drug addiction. Now, she didn't tell you what kind of drug addiction that was because she didn't want to talk about the fact that she lost her daughter to prescription drugs and alcohol abuse. And it was her stepdaughter who was an adult at the time. Similar thing is going on now with Chris Christie and Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush, if you remember, when he was governor, his daughter ran into some problems, and he castigated the press for talking about that. Chris Christie, but now he's talking about it. Now it's cool. You know, this is the new Jeb can fix it Bush. This is the new Jeb Bush that doesn't wear a tie, doesn't wear a jacket either. You know, he just goes out and talks. He's the everyman. That's the new approach. And so now that new Jeb Bush is going to capitalize on his daughter's problems with drug addiction. And you know what? It is a problem. Here's an article that we had just last week. 46,471 drug overdoses. More Americans die from drug overdoses than from car crashes or guns. But guess what? The worst drug overdoses are from prescription drugs. You know, the same things that cause problems for Carly Fiorina's daughter. For Jeb Bush's daughter. Prescription drugs. Are they going to make those illegal? I don't know. Also, we had a report this weekend. DEA report says heroin and meth seizures are up 300% in Arizona. Is that a sign that the war on drugs is working? I don't think so. I think this is a sign that we have the tip of the iceberg. Very similar to what we saw happening in the Antarctic. Remember, we had reports of Antarctic ice flows melting off and breaking off, that increasing dramatically. And everybody said, look at that. The polar caps are melting. And NASA came out and said, no, based on our satellite information, yes, there is an increase in ice that is breaking up. But if you look at other parts of Antarctica, there are record amounts of ice. There's a net increase of ice. That's why you're seeing an increase in it melting in the in one area is because it is going up by record amounts. So it's a similar situation where you see the heroin, the meth showing up in record amounts, 300%. I think that's an indication that the trafficking has gone up. We know that's what happened in Afghanistan when America went into Afghanistan. The Taliban had reduced the growing of heroin, and when we went in there, it went from about 10% of the world supply up into the upper 90s now. Every year, they have a record crop since the American government has gone into Afghanistan. We've got a record crop of poppies that they use to make heroin and other opiates. But the 2016ers, as they say in CNN, are now opening up about drug addiction fights because it is now cool. It is now a way to connect with the people. They point out Jeb Bush on the campaign trail in New Hampshire spoke in emotional terms. He says, I visited my daughter in jail. I never expected to see my beautiful daughter in jail. And then he did what I imagine he should have said right next after that is, so I got her out. You know, there's not going to be any mandatory minimums for the Bush clan, are there? That's the insanity of the drug war. Of course, that started with the revered Ronald Reagan, these mandatory minimums. But in her case, she was arrested in 2002 at the age of 24 for trying to fill a false prescription. She was sentenced to 10 days in jail. 10 days, not 10 years like your daughter would be sentenced. No, the Bush daughter gets 10 days in jail. And it's because of contempt. Because after they put her in a drug rehab program, they found her with crack cocaine. Now, let me tell you something. If you were not a drug, if you were not a Bush drug pushing member of that family, you were found with prescription drug abuse, you were found with crack cocaine, you would get a lot more than 10 days. But now he wants to connect with everybody. Okay, he wants to tell everybody that. You know, he understands that he feels our pain. I don't really know what his prescription is. I know that Chris Christie had a viral video this Saturday. When I looked at it, it had over 4 million views. He was saying, okay, fine. They bumped me off of the debate, but I'm going to get to people with videos like this. And they had a very slickly produced video, ultra, ultra close up on his face. And, you know, you could see, so you could see the emotion, very dramatic effect. And he goes through a long story about a friend that he had from law school, and he makes the case about how this guy had everything. Very successful in law school, very successful as a lawyer. He had a beautiful family, a lot of money, and all this. He lost everything because of prescription drug abuse. He hurt his back. He went to an MD, and the MD put him on painkillers, Percocet. And because of the Percocet prescription, he got addicted to that. He lost his job. He lost his money. He lost his family. And eventually, he committed suicide. And you can see that if you're watching this. You can see how tightly, tight and close that is. Extreme close-up on Chris Christie. Because this is about a making a visceral connection with the public. That's what this is really about. So Chris Christie tells again, like Carly Fiorina, telling about her daughter who is addicted to prescription drugs and alcohol. Chris Christie tells about a friend that he has who died from prescription drug abuse, and then they pivot to marijuana. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Doesn't that tell you something? Certainly tells me something. But, of course, it's interesting that Chris Christie says he's going to shut down the 10th Amendment for Colorado and Oregon and Washington, these states who have legalized marijuana because they realize that the war on drugs is a failure. Chris Christie will say that it's a failure, but then he wants to continue it. His only concession is that he wants to imprison the drug sellers and not the drug buyers. Well, here's a news flash for Chris Christie. We've been there. We've done that. We did that with alcohol prohibition. We only went after the Al Capones. See, what changed was under Ronald Reagan, we went after the end user. That's how abhorrent this thing has become, this 44 years of failed policy. We went after the end user. Yeah, they only went after the drug dealers under alcohol prohibition, and it was a failure. And as Chris Christie, a lawyer, should understand, we needed a constitutional amendment for alcohol prohibition. Where is your constitutional amendment, Chris Christie, to prohibit marijuana or any of the other things that you say you have the authority to throw us in jail for life about? Okay, what you have done and what you need to understand is that these people who have foisted this war of prohibition on us, it's not about using drugs, because people are going to use drugs anyway, aren't they? Aren't they still using drugs after 44 years? That has been a total failure, and he's right. It has been a total failure in terms of trying to stop people from using drugs, but it has been an immense success at creating very powerful, monopolistic black markets for drug cartels. It's been a success at completely destroying the rule of law. It's been a success at creating a militarized police state, and he wants to continue with that. He wants to continue with that. Now, Bernie Sanders says he wants to, just for marijuana, he has introduced a bill. And fine, better late than never. Where's he been for the last 44 years? He wants to introduce a bill to basically take marijuana off the list. Hillary Clinton says, well, let's remove it from the FDA list. It's not the FDA list. That Schedule 1 through 4 list, that was created by the UN 10 years before Nixon's war on drugs. That's what this is really about. The only person who got it right was Donald Trump 25 years ago. Will he have the guts to say it again? That the only way to stop this whole thing is a joke. We have to legalize drugs to win the war. We have to take away the profit from the drug czars.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
InfoWarsStore.com is launching store-wide free shipping for this week and weekend, and launching deep discounts across the board on top-selling products. Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. Whether it's non-GMO, super delicious organic coffee, or the very best, purest, strongest nascent iodine, or products like Deep Cleanse and Oxy Powder, you get free shipping across the board on every product at InfoWarsStore.com, and massive discounts on scores of our leading items. Everybody knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. That's why I coined the term 360 win. You're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. You're getting super high-quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. 360 win. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139. Store-wide free shipping on everything. Check it out today.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, November 10th, 2015. Joining me now is Mark Hall, producer and director of a new documentary film called Killing Ed, subtitled Charter Schools, Corruption, and the Glenn Movement in America. This is something that is very important. As Alex was pointing out, you need to understand what is going on. I support freedom of choice and education. I support parental involvement in education. But we need to very carefully look at the structures that we're going to use with this. Certainly, I think charter schools have a possibility of, and we've seen this happen, of crony capitalism. There's a lot of money in this pot. There's a lot of money. We're going to talk about how much money the largest organization, the largest network of charter schools gets is actually run by an Islamic imam exiled from Turkey and brought into the United States, and he has the largest network of schools. So, Mark, when you did this, you went for, I guess, really the worst-case example of what can go wrong with a charter school.
Yeah, absolutely, David. Thanks for having me here today. Yeah, Killing Ed is really showing us the worst-case scenario in this lightly regulated charter school system that we've set up in our country. I started shooting this film a number of years ago after seeing the Gulen movement and its schools grow in number here in Texas. Mm-hmm. They have the largest number of schools here in Texas, roughly about 46, I believe, now.
Just added one today. You were kind enough to bring us a press release. And get this. This is coming from the Austin Police Department talking about a new Fethullah Gulen school that's being opened up here in Austin. That's one of the things that really came out in this documentary was how the Gulen movement has connected itself with law enforcement, with congressmen, with local and state government, with contractors, and all these different, but they really are totally connected. And of course, there were pictures in your documentary of Art Acevedo. We've also got Congressman McCall, who is head of Homeland Security. You would think he would know a little bit better. You would think that he would vet this. Maybe he does, because we've seen what's going on with ISIS in Syria and the Middle East. We've seen that when our government creates a terrorist, arms a terrorist, trains a terrorist, gives them money, they're moderate terrorists. We got that picture up on our website today, as a matter of fact. They have terrorists, and it has a guy in a balaclava holding an AK-47, and then next to him, the exact same picture, but it says moderate terrorist because in his left hand, he's holding a small American flag. Mm-hmm. And so we have talked about how our government has been involved with the creation of ISIS, with the creation of these jihadis, using them as surrogates in wars. But this is something that we all should be very much aware of, very concerned about, that this Islamic cleric who floated the idea of the Islamic State, of a transnational caliphate way back in the 90s and was thrown out of Turkey because of that, is brought into the United States by the CIA. They give him letters of recommendation. Rand Corporation, former bigwig there, gave him letters of recommendation. So he was brought into the United States, ushered in by the CIA, even though many people opposed him who knew what he was about. And now he's running the biggest network of charter schools in the United States, getting federal taxpayer money.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we know that Fethullah Gulen came to the United States in 1999. He had been indicted by the Turkish government at that time for trying to overthrow the Turkish secular government. He was trying to install a theocratic government, and he came to the United States ostensibly on a medical reason for diabetes, I understand. And he set himself up in the Poconos of northeastern Pennsylvania, where he lives with several hundred of his followers. And he's operating this global Islamic movement from that location.
Now, that was very gutsy. In the documentary, you actually go to the gates of his compound.
Exactly.
That's a very gutsy move.
Right. We've been there a couple of times, and they're not happy to see us. they don't really want to live out in the open. It's a very secretive group. We know that their schools here in the United States are bringing in followers that follow him from Turkey, that believe in the Gulen movement's agenda. And they're teaching at these schools, not only here in Texas, but all over the United States.
There's a lot of instructors who come in from Turkey.
Absolutely.
And they always do this under the beard, just like they're doing this, the school that opens today. And as I remarked to you when we were during the commercial break, so this is a strange time of the year to open up a new school, in the middle of November. But they're opening up a new school. The Austin Police Department is going to be there cutting the ribbon with them for this opening ceremony. And they call them the Harmony Public Schools STEM. based curriculum, and that's science, technology, engineering, and math. But they always talk about the Harmony Schools of Science and Math.
Yes.
That's the beard.
Well, that is one of the things that they're using, I think, to get our support, to get our politician support, is that we're somehow needing more STEM, you know, teachers, and we need more STEM-educated students. But yeah, it's really just a ruse.
Yeah, yeah. People are very much interested in having a science and technology education for their children, rightfully so. But the question we're going to address when we come back is, are they getting that, or are they getting a propaganda education towards Turkey, towards Islam? Stay with us. We'll be right back with Mark Hall.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
InfoWarsStore.com is launching store-wide free shipping for this week and weekend, and launching deep discounts across the board on top-selling products. Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. Whether it's non-GMO, super delicious organic coffee, or the very best, purest, strongest nascent iodine, or products like Deep Cleanse and Oxy Powder, you get free shipping across the board on every product at InfoWarsStore.com, and massive discounts on scores of our leading items. Everybody knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. That's why I coined the term 360 win. You're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. You're getting super high-quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. 360 win. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139. Store-wide free shipping on everything. Check it out today.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Joining me now is Mark Hall, and he's done a film called Killing Ed. He's a documentary filmmaker. He's producer and director of this film, and I was able to see an advanced copy of this. Thank you for inviting me, Mark.
Absolutely.
You invited me because I talked about Fethullah Gulen. And this is something people need to be aware of. There were many things that I learned from the film about the Gulen movement and the schools that they've created here in the United States. It is the largest charter school movement in the United States, actually the largest in the world. They've got 180 countries that they're in. Many people estimated it over 1,000 schools worldwide. We just had another one open up here in Austin. And the Austin Police Department sent out a press release that Mark sent me today talking about how they have a new school opening here in Austin with 540 students. This is the way they expand. And, of course, We're seeing this all over the place. A couple of years ago, the Atlantic was talking about, just in Texas, they were getting $100 million a year.
Right.
So this has to be a huge amount of money that is being channeled to them. Your documentary talks about what's going on in the educational establishment, the impact of charter schools, the possibility for corruption, for crony capitalism with the charter school mechanism, because there is a huge pot of money that is in the federal coffers and is being handed out to anybody that can meet these qualifications to start a charter school. So that is a problem right there, okay, that we need to look at. But you look at the very worst case, the Glenn movement. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, you know, the new school that's open today is one of six here in Austin. You know, they're educating roughly a little over 60,000 students across the United States now.
Wow.
And they're bringing in, you know, many thousands of teachers who are followers of Imam Gulen on H-1B visas to teach at the schools. We talked a little bit about STEM education. A lot of the politicians that you see in the film are saying, you know, we need to have more teachers that are qualified to teach these STEM subjects, science, engineering, these technology subjects. But really, it's a ruse. It's really a falsehood to bring in these followers from Turkey who are, you know, they have sworn their allegiance to Imam Fethullah Gulen.
It is a religious movement.
It is a
transnational caliphate that he's trying to set up. He talked about an Islamic state and got thrown out of Turkey in the 1990s, brought into the United States then by the CIA to set this up. That's everybody's concern, is that what he is setting up here is not a bunch of schools of science and math.
Mm-hmm.
But what he's setting up here is Islamic madrasas, like he has set up and is explicitly done in Islamic countries.
Some of his detractors have called his educational institutions educational jihad, because what you see in the schools here in the United States and elsewhere is intense national Turkification of their children. So instead of teaching Spanish as a language in many of the schools here on the border of Mexico, you're seeing these schools primarily teach Turkish to these young children.
Yes.
And these are not Turkish kids. These are kids that come from a variety of backgrounds, Hispanics, you know, Caucasians, African Americans. And, you know, the question is, why are they being so intensively taught a love of Turkey when they should be taught something about our own country?
They bring them in with the beard of science and technology, because that's what parents see as a future for their children, getting a degree in engineering or something like that. They can get a nice paying job with that. And yet when they come into these schools, as you show in your movie, Killing Ed, they come in and they're giving them a lot of Turkish culture, teaching them the Turkish language, sending them on trips to Turkey.
Exactly. Every year, thousands of these children are going to Turkey for the summer. I've talked to parents that have gone on these trips. We don't cover it very much in the film, but you do see, you know, students from even public schools that somehow have been invited to go on these trips to Turkey as a result of the Gulen movement.
And they get a Disneyland experience when they go.
Well, they get an experience that's not really the real Turkey. And I think this is what irks the secular Turks that we should be supporting in Turkey. Mm-hmm. We should not be supporting a global Islamic movement here in our country, because they're getting in excess of $500 million a year in taxpayer funds.
That's amazing.
These are funds that you and I are giving to our government, and they're going directly to this organization. Now, a lot of that money is going to the schools, to operate the schools, to pay salaries. However, you'll find that young teachers that are coming to work at these schools that are not affiliated with the Gulen movement are being paid a lot less than the Turkish teachers that are coming over. Now, a part of that money evidently and apparently is being skimmed every year to go to the non-educational purposes that Fethullah Gulen has for his followers, including what I consider a very soft civil war that's occurring right now in Turkey.
We see that happening all the time. There's news of Gulen followers being arrested by the Erdogan government. And so there are people that are high in the Turkish government that are trying to arrest and then release people who are Gulen followers. And then, you know, so there's a back and forth. They're arrested, released. And you point out it's an ongoing, I said, looks like they're on the cusp of civil war. You said it's kind of a soft civil war right now.
Absolutely. The Gulen movement has taken over the judiciary in Turkey. Elements of the police, including secret police, they tried to take over the version of the Turkish version of the CIA. They were unsuccessful. Erdogan and Gulen were friends. They're both Islamists. Erdogan runs the AKP party. He's just been reelected on November 1st with a majority. He'd love to change the constitution of Turkey. But the Gulen movement has been countering those efforts for many years now. So we're supporting the wrong people with our tax dollars. Ultimately, our money, tax dollars, is going to this very anti-democratic group in Turkey. It's going to a group of people here in the United States that are teaching over 60,000 students now. And we don't seem to have the political will or the will in our law enforcement to do something about it.
Yeah, this is something we've seen for decades. All of my life, we've seen the malinvestment in terms of foreign policy, propping up dictatorships and so forth abroad, and seeing how that is making those countries worse. And yet now, with the charter school movement, using the Gulen movement, using the charter school structure, we're doing the same thing to our country.
Exactly. And it's worth noting that many of our political leadership have been on trips to Turkey as well.
Yes.
And we could only cover several hundred that have gone. We think there's more than that. But you'll see in the film dozens and dozens of people. You mentioned Mike McCall, Sheila Jackson Lee, senators. The Washington Post is currently, you know, there's been an investigation, a congressional investigation in the ethics of this. And so there's a real problem here. The film discusses that. And, of course, the Gulen movement has made hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars off of us to advance their goals, which are not, you know, they're not democratic goals.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to, before we run out of time, I want to play a trailer for your movie, Killing Ed. I should have done that a little bit earlier. Give people a taste of what this is about. We're going to play this trailer. And when we get to the points where you have Turkish speakers on there that are subtitled for the trailer, I'll narrate that. Let's run that trailer right now.
A charter school is a public school. There are some state regulations that don't apply to charters. So we can change much more rapidly than in traditional school districts.
They're privately managed schools that are funded with taxpayer dollars. It's a perfect storm that's destroying American public education.
This is about money, this is about politics, and it's harmful to our democracy.
I would say about 300 kids are supposed to use this playground.
There seem to be some treatment differently of minority students, minority teachers, and females.
It's not a good environment for anybody.
I've never known a school to be raided by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. This is a first.
There's a lot of perception that KIPP is the largest charter school operator in the United States. And
it's not. Most Americans are not aware that the largest charter chain in America is run by a group of Turkish men associated with an imam who happens to be very politically powerful in Turkey.
We started writing about how the Fethullah Gulen movement organized in Turkey. They accused us journalists of being part of a terrorist organization. We were detained, then arrested. Because of Fethullah Gulen, Turkey is less democratic.
Isn't it amazing that a group that is this powerful in Turkey is also running the largest network of charter schools and Americans don't know about it?
America isn't aware of this. The Gulen movement is so sly. By the time you realize this, it will be too late.
Let's not lose sight of the fact that what this whole process needs to be about is the student.
Well, Mark, with the help of your documentary, hopefully people realize what is going on before it is too late. There's an excellent website. You said you're familiar with this, of course, because you've done a lot of research on this. A Guide to the Gulen's Movement's Activities in the U.S. Look this up, because this is for Gulen charter school parents and teachers and for concerned community members. This is a great website. Do you know the address of this website? I don't have it now that I've got
you
here.
Know, it's CASILIPS is the organization, CASILIPS.
Okay.
And I believe it is gulencharterschools.weebly.com. I may be incorrect, but this is an excellent resource.
Or just Google a guide to the Gulen movement's activities in the U.S. You'll probably find it from that title right there. And I'll read you a real quick quote here. The Gulen movement is secretive. Its activities and methods are complicated, internationally obscure, in a constant state of flux, difficult to grasp. However, the essence of the movement can be summed up in a single sentence written by a researcher. His last name is Azipek. In his 2009 thesis, he attended Gulen schools in Turkey, has extensive direct contact with the movement, and he says the primary objective of the Gulen movement is to increase its share of power. And of course, that power is organized around an Islamic state.
Absolutely. It's very troubling that our law enforcement, as you see in the film, FBI raids in four states. It's gone on for 6 years. There have been no deportations. There's been no arrests. We cover the bribery of a state official or attempted bribery of a state official in Louisiana to keep one of their schools open.
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately, Louisiana did the right thing. They investigated it. We go through that report with people that were, you know, involved.
Yes, that's very powerful.
There's just so much going on. It's a complex story here.
Well, but, you know, you're talking about the FBI is investigating this, and yet we see that the CIA brought him in. We have the same kind of thing going on here in America that's going on in Turkey. You've got a divided government. Some factions will enable him. Some factions will oppose him. The same thing is happening here in America. We have members of the American government that enable Gulen, that brought him in. Talk about that. Talk about the CIA. We alluded to that earlier, how they got him into the country.
We don't spend much time about this connection in the film because it's very difficult to prove.
Mm-hmm.
Anything with the CIA is very dark and mysterious. However, I will say that the connections with the Gulen movement seem to be well established by those that live in Turkey. They understand that Gulen schools in Central Asia, some of the 1,000-plus schools that they operate around the world, were places that many CIA agents were working right after the fall of the USSR. So there's been a connection with high-level government members in our own government, with CIA. When I was doing research for this film, I talked to prosecutors that opposed the extension of Fethullah Gulen's visa status here in the United States some years ago. It led to a lawsuit in 2008. Who were the people that swore out affidavits that said that Gulen was a man of, you know, impeccable background and a true educational leader from around the world? It was members of the CIA. It was a member of the Turkish, a former U.S. ambassador to Turkey. One of those members was Graham Fuller, mm-hmm. who you may know of. He's been very active in promoting political Islam around the world. So there's a lot of connections here that need to be looked at further.
Yes, yes. Very, very troubling. You know, we were talking about how they use science and technology for beard, and you have a very good expose of that in your film, showing how they use science fairs. Talk about that. Explain that to the audience.
Well, one of the things that the Gulen movement has done in the United States and other countries around the world is set up science fairs. Now, the science fairs are very interesting. They're a way to stair-step their profile here in the United States. About three-quarters of the students that go there are from Gulen charter schools and from schools from around the world. So we actually went to one of those Gulen science fairs called iSweep in Houston and talked to some of the children who I don't think were really well aware of what they were presenting to the people at the fair.
Mm-hmm.
And it's come out in documents, especially in the Louisiana investigation, that teachers, Turkish teachers, the administrators that are trying to make a lot of money through these charter schools were actually creating those projects for the kids just to stand in front of,
mm-hmm.
and to look good. And, of course, almost everybody, you know, it seems, wins an award. It's something that they can brag about. They can take back to their charter schools and say, you know, our kids are really doing well at these science fairs. But it's a falsehood.
Again, using science as a beard for what the real objective is. So the teachers create the science project, have the kids stand there in front of it. And not just that, not just students within that particular school district or even within that state. As you pointed out, they're bringing in students from all over the world, as you showed in your documentary film, to make it look very large, to
yes.
show impressive projects that were done by adults for them, to bring in students from all over the world for these science fairs. And then they bring in local and state officials to see this, and they just kind of walk by these different projects. It's like, oh, that's great. There's a kid, and look at what he did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, this is – I want to be very clear that I do not believe that the Gulen movement or members of the movement are violent. They're not mm-hmm. what we see on television from Syria. They're much more sophisticated in how they're trying to achieve what is a similar goal, which in my opinion is the reestablishment of
an Ottoman Empire, mm-hmm. let's say an Ottoman Empire in Turkey. Mm-hmm. Gulen is very much a neo-Ottomanist. I think his followers are that way, too. They're followers of Said Nursi, who believed in science. So they do have the science in their background. They're not against science at all. Mm-hmm. So this is one thing that you do see in their schools. And I think it's also very attractive to parents.
Mm-hmm. Well, you show in your documentary some of the Turkish instructors that they bring in, and they don't have any educational background per se. They mix them in with domestic teachers who come in, and they have, many of them have turned into whistleblowers. But that's the amazing thing about it. They bring them in because of their loyalty to the Gulen movement, and then pay them an inflated salary, but then demand that they tithe back 20% of it.
Exactly. The tithing is between 10 and 30%. It's also dependent on the regions of the country. As you see in the film, the Gulen movement some years ago, about 5 or 7 years ago, divided the United States into 5 regions. And they send the teachers into these 5 regions. And, of course, they're making more money, let's say, in New York City than they would here in Austin, Texas. But, yes, there is a bag man that comes along for every pay period, and he's taking a percentage of their paychecks, these H-1B teachers from Turkey that are followers of Gulen. That money is being brought back to Pennsylvania, and it's being used for their purposes, non-educational purposes.
You know, it is very troubling to look at this. And like I said, I support parental involvement. I support parental choice. I know Charlotte Isserby has been very negative for quite a while about charter schools. And I really had not looked into what she had to say about charter schools. Certainly, if you've got a pot of money that somebody can put together some kind of a business structure, present a plan to someone without a lot of supervision, that just invites corruption and crony capitalism. So we're going to talk about that when we come back briefly, this whole structure and the issues with charter schools. When we come back, I'm talking to Mark Hall, the producer and director of Killing Ed, Charter Schools, Corruption, and the Gulen Movement in America. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
InfoWarsStore.com is launching store-wide free shipping for this week and weekend, and launching deep discounts across the board on top-selling products. Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. Whether it's non-GMO, super delicious organic coffee, or the very best, purest, strongest nascent iodine, or products like Deep Cleanse and Oxy Powder, you get free shipping across the board on every product at InfoWarsStore.com, and massive discounts on scores of our leading items. Everybody knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. That's why I coined the term 360 win. You're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. You're getting super high-quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. 360 win. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139. Store-wide free shipping on everything. Check it out today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are
Are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry Jones.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in studio with Mark Hall, producer and director of Killing Ed, a documentary that focuses on charter schools and what can go wrong. A worst-case example of it is the Gulen movement, getting hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money to set up Islamic-focused schools. And we're going to go back and talk to Mark about that real quickly. We're going to find out when this is going to be available, where you can get information on it, because this is a very important film to see. I saw the an advanced screening of it, and that's one of the reasons that we've got Mark here. Before we get back to that, I just want to let you know real quickly that today we have introduced a new product, Living Defense, at InfoWarsLife.com. And I'm not going to cover that right now. We've covered that earlier, and Dr. Group talked to Alex earlier in the program. But basically, it's a way to clear out infestation of harmful organisms, a way to get rid of toxic organism in your system. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, quickly, because we've got a short segment here, I want to come back. We saw some of the things in the trailer that we saw. Bill Gates. Tell us what Bill Gates' involvement is with this Islamic imam who wants to set up a multinational caliphate.
Well, the Gates Foundation, the Gates Family Foundation, has given hundreds of millions of dollars to advance the charter school movement in the United States. We know that some of that movement has gone to the schools operated by the Gulen movement here in the United States. There's other family foundations as well. Eli Broad, the Dell Family Foundation here in Austin, numerous. The Walmart Family Foundation, too, has given quite a bit of money. And these people are not they're not interested, really, in what's best for the public or our children.
Yes.
They're interested in advancing something, you know, beyond us. They're unaccountable. We tried to talk to the person that's in charge of the charter school grants there at the Gates Foundation in Seattle. They don't want to talk to anyone. Mm-hmm. They're totally beyond that. Mm-hmm. I want to also mention something, too. I don't want it to be thought that these schools are overtly teaching Islam.
Mm-hmm.
There's no indication to me that I can find that they're teaching Islam. However,
In the United States,
they are operating schools that teach religion in Germany that are publicly funded. We think there's schools that are doing similar things in Australia.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, if they do that, and there's allegations that they are doing that, they would have to do that covertly, or they would lose the hundreds of millions of dollars that they get in public funding.
Absolutely. And one of the things, too, I think is worth mentioning is through the cultural education that children are getting about Turkey and going to Turkish to Turkey and visiting Turkish schools there that are religious in purpose. You know, they are being acclimated to mm-hmm. understand Islam from a very particular view.
Yes.
We have Muslims in the film who have been arrested, who have been put in jail, who have been tortured by the Gulen movement outside of the United States. And this is not the Islam that they know. So it's important to try to understand, you know, the complexities of this.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of different flavors of Islam. If you want to go back and look at Christian denominations, especially around the time of the Reformation, the competition back and forth between Catholic and Protestant and other denominations, we see that happening with the war in Syria. I mean, mm-hmm. you've got the Sunnis, the Shias, the Wahhabists. I mean, they're at each other's throats mm-hmm. very much so. So we see that happening. But, you know, I guess as we're talking, Mark, one of the things that concerns me about all of this is the fact that parents are just not involved enough in their children's education. You have to be involved. You have to understand that there are people out there who want to socially engineer society, who want to control your children and use them as pawns. That goes all the way back to Plato's Republic. And that's the same thing that we're seeing now we have to guard against. The only way to guard against that is to educate yourself. We're out of time. Join us tonight. Thank you for joining us, Mark Hall.
Thank you.
KillingEd.com. You can sign up for information about when that's released. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News. We're going to have live commentary of the GOP debate in our Political Science 3000 format. Join us then.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.